Happy Monday. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. Three separate grand court cases involving child complainants are moving forward, with one defendant pleading guilty and another standing trial on a multi-count indictment. Because the complainants in the matters are underage, reporting restrictions remain in place, and no information that could identify the complainants will be published. As a publishing note, cases involving allegations against children can be distressing to hear. The public is also reminded that court matters of this nature are often scheduled around this time of the year to better accommodate the needs of child complainants and to assist in maintaining their anonymity through legal proceedings. In the first matter, Joseph Thomas has entered guilty pleas to assault by penetration and sexual communication with a child. The offenses relate to allegations dating back to November 2025 at a local church in Grand Cayman. Prosecutors allege that Thomas penetrated the child's mouth for the purpose of sexual gratification and later engaged in sexual communication with the complainant. Thomas had initially denied related charges, but changed his plea during a grand court appearance on Friday. The Crown indicated that the guilty pleas were acceptable, bringing the matter to the sentencing stage without the need for a trial. Thomas remains on bail and is scheduled to be sentenced on the 6th of November. A grand court jury is hearing the case of a man charged with 11 offenses involving an underage girl. The defendant has pled not guilty to all charges, which include counts of defilement, assault by penetration, indecent assault, common assault, and damage to property. Jurors have already seen the complainant's achieved in best evidence interview, in which she described being in a relationship with the defendant and outlined events that allegedly led to police involvement. The case initially involved only assault and property damage charges, but additional investigations were ordered after concerns were raised by the head of the summary court, Chief Magistrate Her Honor Angeline Hernandez, about the seriousness of the circumstance. The trial is now being presided over by Justice Cheryl Richards, KC, head of the Grand Court Criminal Division, and is expected to last about a week. A man will begin standing trial tomorrow for 2 counts of indecent assault, 3 counts of abuse of trust, and 2 counts of inviting a child to engage in sexual activity. The charges relate to 2 complainants, and the man, who cannot be identified, denies all the charges. The allegations stem from 2024. The man remains on bail with the trial set to open to the jury tomorrow. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters and a jury of 7 preside over the matter, which is expected to last at least a week. In addition to new classroom space at the Sir John A. Cumber Primary Campus, government is also looking to expand Northside Primary School. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Ministry of Education has published a request for proposals on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website for design consultants for a new school block. The design is inclusive of kitchen and canteen and a dedicated bus shelter and pickup location within the Northside School premises. And the new build will be, quote, purpose-built that supports the need of individuals with special needs in accordance with the disabilities law. According to the RFP documents, the successful bidder will work alongside Public Works over 27 months on the design and subsequent construction support for a new purpose-built school block intended to address, quote, existing accommodation deficiencies, support future growth, and provide modern, inclusive, and functional education spaces for students and staff. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability is continuing consultation on several proposed healthcare laws aimed at modernizing the Cayman Islands public health framework. During a recent stakeholders meeting, healthcare professionals were invited to review and comment on 4 proposed bills covering public health, environmental health, tobacco regulation, and healthcare practices. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes said strong legislation depends on feedback from those who work within the healthcare system and understand its day-to-day realities. Public consultation remains open on 2 of the bills, while the remaining proposals are expected to be published later this month for public review. The ministry is also encouraging residents to attend upcoming town hall meetings in West Bay this Wednesday at 6:30 at the John Gray Memorial Church Hall and on Thursday at the Georgetown Constitution Hall at 6:30 p.m. The National Conservation Council is seeking public feedback on a proposal to establish the Cayman Brac Lighthouse National Park. The proposed protected area would cover 211.66 acres of crown land on the eastern end of Cayman Brac, including the Lighthouse Trail, Long Beach, the Bluff Face, Little Cayman, Brac, and Peter's Outlook. The NCC says the goal is to protect the area's unique natural features and wildlife while maintaining public access for recreation, education, and tourism. Public consultation is underway and runs until the 20th of November. Residents can submit comments online, via email, or through meetings with NCC representatives. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. After 41 years in the civil service, the National Weather Service director is passing the torch to the next generation.
John Tibbett's contribution to the Cayman Islands extends far beyond the National Weather Service. For more than four decades, he has helped strengthen our national resilience, modernize our weather services, and ensure generations of Caymanians have benefited from accurate, timely, and trusted weather information. On behalf of the NCFC government and the people of the Cayman Islands, I thank him sincerely for his outstanding public service and wish him every happiness and fulfillment in his well-earned retirement.
Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks there. Throughout his career, Mr. Tibbett has served in several operational and leadership roles, beginning as a weather observer before progressing to operational weather forecaster and chief meteorologist. He was ultimately appointed Director General in 2014. Reflecting on his career, Mr. Tibbett said it had been a privilege to serve the Cayman Islands and to witness the continued development of the National Weather Service. Chief Meteorologist Kerry Powery will step into the role of Director General starting the 1st of September, CIGTV's Travis Webster reports.
Incoming National Weather Service Director General Kerry Powery is setting his sights on expanding round-the-clock coverage and enhancing early warning capabilities across the islands. Mr. Powery says his first 12 months in the role will focus on moving into the service's new operational facility and transitioning toward 24-hour public coverage. Currently, routine operational hours conclude at 10 p.m. unless extended for late flights or severe tropical systems, leaving a gap in rapid overnight warnings for rapidly developing hazards like flash floods or hazardous seas.
There isn't a mechanism to provide a rapid response to notify the public and to notify government stakeholders to do preparatory actions or response actions to these hazards that may arise during that period of non-coverage.
Mr. Powery added that expanding the observation network and testing high-resolution forecast models will shift the agency into a stronger, public-facing service dedicated to delivering timely, accurate alerts.
Finally, the Water Authority Cayman is advising motorists of traffic disruptions along Boilers Road beginning the 31st of August and continuing through the 2nd of October. The work involves the installation of a new 12-inch water pipeline, which officials say will improve the reliability and efficiency of the water system. Construction will take place on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., with Boilers Road operating under phased local access-only restrictions. During the first phase, access will be from Walker's Road only. During the second phase, access will switch to Seafarer's Way only. Drivers should expect delays and use caution around construction equipment and workers present. That's your latest local news. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiokman.gov.ky, or you can find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.